shores of El Pacifico, Bill Henry.
And welcome to the world-famous Bill Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, it's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they do not. And that's what we do every night, and it is our pleasure and it's our joy to be with you. And as I said, we're here not only on the radio and on our network of affiliates, we're also on philhenryshow.com. And that is where you can go and get a backstage pass. What is that? Well, it's a subscription. It's a pass to our live streaming video cast every night. Thousands of hours of archives, the largest archive of any single radio show anywhere on earth, as a matter of fact. The archives that we have are of full radio shows. They go back a full decade or more. We have character clips. We have a video archive. We have an archive of other miscellaneous media appearances that I've done, including television pilots, interviews, and my appearance at different weird events. And
yeah, I was looking at that one in an ass festival.
Yeah, remember you went to that ass festival? What ass festival? You guys talking about Aspen?
Or, yeah, Aspen, I'm sorry.
The ass festival.
That'd be funny, man. Give me five on that, man. Yeah, I just made a mistake. And I...
Yeah, that's very funny. That's very funny. It's very crude, and it's also very rude, and it's also not very adult, but yes, it's very funny.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounded like, you know. If you said it...
I didn't say anything. You guys said ass festival. If it's on the website, it's the Aspen Comedy Festival. And why did you bring that one up? Because that's my least favorite appearance of any I've ever done. And
why?
Well, I just didn't enjoy that panel I was on. I was on with, I shouldn't say, because they're all very funny guys, and they're all very nice guys, and except for a couple of them. But I didn't enjoy it. I just didn't enjoy it. You know why? Because I was in this room full of inflexible people, just this sort of anti-Bush crowd, and it wasn't that I was the most right-wing guy. Somebody said to me, do you want to be in a panel and talk about talk radio, the two sides of talk radio? And it turned out to be just this liberal love fest of... if I say that, then there's going to be people listening right now who think, oh, wow, Phil's a conservative like us. No, I'm not. No, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're very nice people, but I wouldn't be a conservative if somebody had a loaded shotgun to my, to my gonads.
You can't say that.
Don't tell me what I can say. In any event, go to our website. You'll like it. 877-876-PHIL. And the story that broke this weekend, I guess maybe you've heard it. If you haven't, we'll tell you. This Representative Todd Akin, we're going to talk about it with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here in just a moment. And really, it's quite bizarre. But what it is, in a nutshell, is that Representative Todd Akin, a man who is running for the United States Senate, and he's running against the Democrat Claire McCaskill, had an interview on a St. Louis television station yesterday, Sunday, in which he was asked about whether abortion should be permitted in the case of pregnancy caused by rape. His answer was as follows. From what I understand from doctors, that's really rare, meaning pregnancy caused by rape. If it's a legitimate rape, and that's where he immediately, when he says if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be of the rapist and not attacking the child. Now,
I don't understand what he did wrong. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, what's a legitimate rape? What's a legitimate rape as opposed to an illegitimate rape? What's an illegitimate rape?
Like if she's I don't know if she's making it up or something. Yeah, what if she's making it up?
If she's making it up, in other words, it's not a rape.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be a rape. It would be sex. There's no such thing as an illegitimate. If it's a legitimate rape, it's a rape. It's like saying, it reminds me of the old saying about being a little bit. Are you pregnant? Well, just a little bit. Well, you're either pregnant or you're not, and it's either a rape or it isn't. See what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's what he meant.
You don't know what he... What do you mean? Why do you think that's what he meant?
Because if he says a legitimate rape, then that's a rape.
Okay, then why doesn't he just say a rape?
Because some women will lie about it and make it up.
Then it's not a rape. If she lied about it, then it's not a rape. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, but I mean, that's just a different way of saying it.
Well, it's not a very good way of saying it if you're running for the United States Senate. As a matter of fact, it leaves questions in the mind of some people. It leaves a question not as to understanding the man. It's not that's the... It, in my mind, it leaves this the following question. Who is this guy? How bright is he? To use a term like that, as a voter, I have to look at that guy and say, what exactly does this guy consider rape to be? I mean, I'm not sitting here to learn about rape from Todd Akin. I'm sitting here to learn about his abilities as a representative of the people, his prospective ability as a senator, his ability to be his own man. And, you know, I want a guy that's going to think for himself. I don't believe that politicians are there as robots to take nothing but direction from voters. That's not what a quote-unquote representative government is. Representative government, in case anybody out there is confused, and I don't mean to... You know, I don't want to give a speech here, but the representative government means you elect a man to or woman to go to Washington, and you rely on their good judgment based upon what you understand of them in terms of their philosophy, political philosophy, their views on life, their competency, and so forth. You rely on them to represent, you know, properly. That doesn't mean they have to, you know, follow your every directive.
What's the point of electing them then?
What, you know, I don't want to talk to you guys, right? Because you guys confuse the hell out of me.
Yeah, but you got to remember that.
I'll remember. Don't worry. I'll remember to explain things to you. So that's what a representative government is. So I'm listening to a guy like Todd Akin and say, well, how often can I get him on the phone? Man, that's not why I'm voting for this guy. How often I can get him? How often, hey, you, Todd, why weren't you there when I called? Because I want to give you my direction on how you should vote on this bill. No. Because what if he says to you, well, Mr. Voter, I appreciate that very much, but based upon the debate we had last night, well into the early morning hours, 2 a.m., or based upon some of the information that I've seen from the intelligence that we've gathered, which is only from my eyes and not yours, and I'm sorry, but that's kind of the way it works, or based upon this or based upon that, I'm afraid I need to go. I think what would be best for my state and for my district is to go in this direction. Thank you very much. Well, wait just a minute. You know, that's what I want.
You want a guy that's going to, like, maybe not do what you want?
How do I know what I want, man, if I don't have all the facts? He does.
Yeah, what if he does something that you don't like?
Then that, see, that's why you want to know a lot about a guy's intelligence and his ability to... make decisions. You want to know, is he really firmly rooted in, for instance, conservative or progressive philosophy? Is he going to see everything through that and therefore act accordingly? In American politics, folks, just like in the American military, we have a tradition of taking initiative. You know, they said that that's one of the reasons why we won World War II, because the commanders had initiative, whereas the German commanders had to wait for Adolf to get out of bed.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not. I'm being literal.
They had to wait for them to get up?
On D-Day, they had to wait for Adolf to get out of bed before they could order the panzers to the coast. Yeah, meanwhile, there was all kinds of American commanders, colonels, generals, all these guys said, well, I don't know where the hell we are, but let's start from here and let's go and do here and we'll go there and go there. We allow them to do that. Same thing in politics. We allow initiative, individual initiative. That's the American way. Now, so I look at this guy Akin, and I hear this guy Akin, and I think, I got myself a real, this guy's a dim bulb. If he's saying, well, legitimate rape. Now what happened after the comment? Denying rape survivors a right to abortion is hard to defend. Challenging whether reported rapes are, quote, legitimate is downright retro. And the suggestion that getting pregnant means you weren't really raped is so stupid and offensive, it's almost unbelievable, even for a congressman. Within hours, Republicans recognized that Akin had created a huge, potentially fatal political problem with women. Actually, the damage goes deeper. Abortion for rape victims isn't just a woman's issue, it's a crime issue. Rape has always played this role in the abortion debate. If you're a pro-choice candidate running against a pro-lifer, you can motivate your base by talking about women's rights. You can pick up some independence by arguing that the government shouldn't interfere in private decisions. But to cut into your opponent's support, to pry away voters who are socially conservative, you need a sharper angle. That angle is rape. The logic is brutally simple. Rape victims didn't choose to have sex. This exempts them from the common conservative notion that women should live with the consequences of their choices. And this exemption, in turn, transforms the virgin-whore dichotomy into a weapon against pro-lifers. It also turns the culture of law and order against them. It puts them in the politically untenable, though morally consistent, position of defending the result of a violent crime. That's why Aiken bought and peddled the idea that legitimate rape victims can shut down pregnancy. Pregnancy from rape violates his righteous understanding of nature.
Wow.
Right. So when we come back, we'll have Jay Santos on the line from the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk with us about this. He's got another operation. This is Operation Oversight. This will be the third one that the Citizens Auxiliary Police have put into play. They will be in different outdoor cafes, coffee shops, bistros this week with Operation Oversight. We'll talk to Jay Santos about that. Coming back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
You're going to drink it. Oh, come on, man.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me now is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right, so Jay, you heard our rollout there about Todd Aiken.
That's correct.
And you guys have another Operation Oversight this weekend as a result of that?
Phil, for the most part, I had a meeting with Major Elvis Newton on Sunday evening, probably around 6, 7 o'clock at night, when we had gotten the first reports of Representative Aiken's comments. And it was at that time that Major Newton indicated to me and asked for me to put the ball rolling. I'm outside tonight, Phil, if you can hear me.
We can hear you fine.
All right. To get the ball rolling on organizing I'm a little bit nervous, dude.
No, you're doing fine, Jay.
To get the ball rolling on Operation Oversight for this late August period, and it was the major's feeling that the Representative Aiken had said something that needed to be explained, because I think what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of people who are saying, look, sort of what you're saying tonight, what's legitimate rape? What's legitimate rape? And I think two gentlemen that you have with you tonight, Mr. Leonard and Mr. Dickman, I think they touched on it, although perhaps they could have put it a bit more elegantly. But legitimate rape is a actual rape, as opposed to a woman who may be... Phil, I don't believe this. I'm saying this is what Representative Aiken thinks, is a woman that might be, flirting or flaunting or wearing a kind of a sex outfit that is going to attract.
All right. Well, that's exactly the kind of thing I want to talk here about. And I also want to get into the Operation Oversight aspect. This idea, and it's very interesting that we're in the year 2012. The idea that a woman's asking for it.
Well, again, Phil, I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with any of the things that Representative Aiken is saying. I'm just giving you what he meant by that, so that people understand the context and are able to make their decisions for them based on the context. And
all right, well, understanding the context so that what he believes, what the congressman believes, is that a woman asking for it isn't raped, correct?
I believe that's what he meant, yeah.
So a woman who is wearing a sexy outfit is...
Again, it's hard for me to. I'm just trying to explain it. If she's with her girlfriends, she's wearing wearing sexy panties or something like that, then she's gonna have a guy who's gonna be interested in it, and he's gonna want to have it. And
And if she's attacked and she's forced into a sexual act, that's not rape.
I believe that that's what Representative Aiken is saying.
And by you explaining this, what does that do?
Well, I think, first of all, what Major Newton was talking about, Phil, and this gets into Operation Oversight, by explaining it, I think we can defuse potential arguments. We can defuse potentially combative situations among people. We can help facilitate conversation, or at least help facilitate. Yeah, yes, sir. Facilitate the conversation so that there isn't rancor and so on and so forth.
We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Operation Oversight, going into effect this weekend. So what is Operation Oversight?
Operation Oversight, Phil, which we've done three or four, I think, since I've been coming on your program, is simply groups of two or three sub-commanders who will be with one of these Citizens Auxiliary Police officer cadets. We go into restaurants, we go into bistros, we go into any public place where people are sitting and talking. It could be outside of the promenade malls. Have you ever been down here to the promenade mall? And Major Newton, who had gone with his wife to, I think they'd gone to listen to a high school band play at one of the promenade malls, he said a lot of people sit there. And so we went down and saw that there was a gathering of people. And,
So you guys go into these areas.
That's correct. We go into these areas, and we will then listen to the conversation. It's nothing invasive. It will be something as simple as just taking a table or a chair next to someone's table or chair and listen to what they're talking about. If we do hear the name Congressman Aiken or anything having to do with legitimate rape, then, of course, we will take a few notes to see if they're on course. If they start arguing about he's an idiot. In other words, what we're trying to do is...
Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to think he's an idiot.
Well, but yeah, and that's why we want to explain to them, well, no, here's what he meant.
And what if they still think he's an idiot?
Well, I mean, we're there simply to facilitate a conversation and not have no rancor or
yeah. Yeah, but what I'm saying, Jay, is I appreciate the effort being made by the Citizens Auxiliary Police to facilitate, as you say, conversation, communication. It's a good thing. But if you explain to someone that Representative Aiken, when he said legitimate rape, what he really meant was women who are asking for it because they're with their girlfriends dressed all sexy and they're in the wrong place, the wrong time, this and that. That's an illegitimate rape. People may still think he's an idiot.
I didn't really follow what you just said there, Phil. I hope that's what I was saying.
I think that I was repeating what you said. Isn't that what you think the representative believes?
What I think the representative believes, and why I wanted to get out with Operation Oversight and tell everyone, because we want to carry the message before a lot of these fights start, arguments fight. What the congressman said was illegitimate rape. That's a rape that she was sort of enjoying, and so
then that's okay. That's not a rape.
I'm just telling you what Representative Aiken probably meant.
Okay.
And so that's what we would say if people say, "Well, he was saying legitimate rape." And I'm going, and I'd say, well, I understand that. And he's, we don't think he's very smart. And I would say at that point, well, be careful how you talk about people and everything. And
you're going to caution people on how they're going to talk about this guy? I mean, I just think it's...
Well, hold on, Phil, because one of the reasons why we're here is to save lives and try to prevent anything happening that could be injurious. And we're just saying a legitimate rape, what the Congressman Aiken means is maybe she, if she is illegitimate rape, then she probably enjoy it.
And his idea of that is that if a woman enjoys sex, she's going to get pregnant. If she doesn't, then somehow she doesn't get pregnant.
That's what he thinks. I think later on he said, no, that isn't true. And
right, but he already said it, and his no, that isn't true came after this legitimate rape comment. All right, Jay Sanis with us on the citizen on the Phil Hendry Show, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number 877-876-7445. In trying to explain Representative Aiken's comments, Jay, aren't you letting yourself into a situation that you don't need? Because aren't they indefensible?
Well, I'm not defending them. I'm explaining them. See, that's a big difference, Phil. I think that's something your audience needs to understand. I'm not defending them. I'm explaining them. And in explaining them, then people will say, well, you're not attacking me. At least you're not attacking me.
All right. In explaining the comments of Representative Aiken, Jay Sanis said that what he meant was an illegitimate rape is a woman who obviously was enjoying the act, and so that's what Representative Aiken meant. Operation Oversight. The Citizens Auxiliary Police will be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Jay, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right, this story, you know, it's very possible this story is just now, you know, I just realized this story is only about 24 hours old. I thought it was more, it was longer than that. I've got Erica on the line. Erica?
Hi.
Hi, Erica. The story's actually just broke yesterday, so it doesn't surprise me that you haven't heard that much about it. I think a lot of people have, but essentially what it is...
Okay, can I explain to her?
Go ahead. This is Jay Sanis.
Hi, Erica. Erica, this is Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The story is that Representative Aiken is running for the United States Senate in Missouri.
Okay.
And he was being interviewed on a television program yesterday in St. Louis where he was said, or he said that in the kid, they said, do you think a woman who is raped, should she be allowed to have an abortion? And he said, in the case of legitimate rape, a woman's body shuts down the ability to have a baby, and meaning, you know, that, and I'm not saying I agree with this, I'm just saying that that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things that got him in trouble was the line, legitimate rape. And I was thinking, and I said to Phil, and that's where we're going to do an operation oversight, where we're sort of overhearing what people are saying in coffee shops. Well, what he meant to say was, if a woman is, you know, all dressed up sexy and a guy, you know, takes advantage of her, is that really rape?
And you think that's what the congressman meant?
I think so, yeah.
And you think if you explain that to, see, you just explained that to Erica. What do you think of that, Erica?
Well, yeah, no, and I actually, that's kind of why I called, was to get a little bit more insight, because I kind of, like, switched on the station, you know, and caught half of it, and I'm kind of like, it, you know, I didn't really understand exactly what, I don't understand what illegitimate rape and legitimate rape is, what the difference is, because there really, in my opinion, is there is no legitimate rape.
Right. Well, this is why it's a controversy, because most people agree with you, including myself. And this is why, when the congressman said that...
Well, stupid Phil, what's happening here now is you're fostering misunderstanding, or you're fostering angry feelings on a part of Erica where I'm trying to build a bridge. And
well, no, I'm not. She's just wanted clarification.
Erica, what I'm saying is the congressman meant that she's asking for it. You know what I mean by that?
Well, my opinion is, you know, and I'm not a very, you know, like, I don't dress very, you know, I dress conservative, but yes, at the same time, you know, like, I believe at the same time that a woman has the right to feel and dress a certain way about herself without having to be attacked.
Course.
You shouldn't have a certain message, you know, and when you have that certain message, and it'd be agreeable, you know?
Well, Mr. Hendry, you're encouraging her comments by going, yes, yes. Can you just not make any comment?
I'm agreeing with her.
I know, but that causes her to be more and more and more and more against, you know.
Against what? Against the congressman?
Well, all I'm trying to do is say to her, he meant if she's asking for it, and then let it go with that, and that way there won't have to be no argument.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying I dress that way, or I'm just saying we should be able to have the freedom to dress however we want, and people out there, whether it be man or woman, should have control over themselves not to attack and learn the word no.
Yes. That. Why can't I say I agree with her?
Because you're the talk show host, and you're fomenting a disagreement. And what Congressman Aiken was trying to do is just say, you know, what's a guy supposed to do if she's asking for it? And
what is this asking for? Yeah, you know, that is a term from the 1950s, man. That ain't even from any time recent. And
I would say, Phil, that there on a lot of programs you've chastised me about my grammar, and you just went, that ain't even. You see what I'm saying? So,
all right, I apologize. You know, I'm not even talking about that right now.
Well, you've said to me that I use double negatives, and you're all that ain't, you know. And
Jay, are you really opposed to what Representative Aiken said, or are you just simply trying to defend him while not defending him?
Well, I don't know what that means.
What I'm saying is you're going to go out with this operation, whatever the hell the thing is. What's it called?
Operation Oversight.
Operation Oversight. We're going to be overhearing people's comments, and if they say something that, like, if they sound like Erica, what are you going
to
say?
I would simply go up to them and say, you're sort of making comment, you know, you don't understand what the senator means, what the congressman means, here's what he meant, could you please not talk about it because you're going to spread misunderstanding.
And what would you think of that, Erica?
Well, basically what I'm putting out there is kind of going way beyond what the congressman has even said. I'm just going back to basic socialization and what people are, you know, doing out there every day, every minute. I'm just, okay, when I said I dress the way I dress or whatever, I am literally tattooed, pierced, and I teach young adolescent girls that come from abused homes. I work at a girls' group home. I teach them to cover up their stuff, and I teach them these exact messages like, hey, you're sending a signal. But at the same time, I do believe that we should be able to walk around and look however we want without being forcefully, forced into sex because of what we look like.
Watch the F word if you don't mind.
I know, I'm sorry. You shouldn't put yourself, it doesn't matter what a person looks like. Don't force your opinion or your persuasions, you know?
But what does that do to the congressman now? That makes him sound like he's a rapist.
The congressman's problem. You know, that's the congressman's problem.
That's the Well, and by the way, the young lady, and I think you're very well spoken, but you called him a congressman?
Congressman, yeah, sorry.
She meant to say congressman.
Yes, I did, aggressive and really worked up and things come out a certain way, you know?
She misspoke.
Well,
all right. Thank you very much, Erica. Where do you work? Work with are these girls that are runaway or have no homes or?
It's a combination. It's probation and CPS. Yeah,
I got you.
Depends,
all right.
You know.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your call tonight. 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show.
I thought, Phil, that that's what I'm talking about. You're being a little bit unfair because you're talking to her after the fact about tell me all about what you do. And that makes her sound like she's better, first of all, than me, and also...
Well, no, it doesn't. I asked her. I thought it was very interesting when she said that she's got tats, she's pierced, and a lot of the girls she deals with are. But by the same token, you stand up for yourself.
Well, I know, but most of this is sort of anti-male.
Oh, no, it's not anti. How's it anti-male?
Because you're talking... You had this young lady on your program, Mr. Trinity. I'm out there with Operation Oversight, and I don't hear anyone saying to me, you know, that you're doing a good job. And
the job you're doing, I'm not very clear on, and what I'm understanding, I don't like. The fact is...
What don't you like about someone who's trying to... See, I think it's very unfair for you to say that she is... You want to know more about how she's talking to girls that are out there smoking cigarettes when they're 13 and they got tattoos on their... you should see some of these girls, Mr. Henry. They'll have a tattoo all over their body in areas that are, that are on the breast and on the buttock. There are areas of these young ladies.
Well, we're not talking now about the young ladies and how they get tattooed and dressed. We're talking about Representative Aiken saying there's such a thing as legitimate rape. And by the way, Rape remark upsets Republican women. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. A powerhouse donor to Mitt Romney, Jillian Manis Salzman, a powerhouse donor to Mitt Romney's presidential campaign and a proud pro-choice Republican, said she screamed when she heard Todd Akin of Missouri say that there was such a thing as legitimate rape. She's a pro-choice Republican. She supports Mitt Romney.
Well, I don't know. You know, that sounds like a Democrat to me.
But she's not. She's a Republican. She's supporting Mitt Romney. She's supporting Mitt Romney with money. And she is completely put off by this guy, Akin. All right, 877-876-7445 is the number here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to get some phone calls here. Margaret Gray, who's written a series of articles on who wrote a series of articles on the Obama campaign and covered it extensively for A Little Bird Told Me, Dicklin Syndicate, is on the line with us right now. Margaret, you've been listening to these comments.
Well, hold on. I'm familiar with this lady. What is the Dicklin? And
Bill, I'd be happy.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yes. Hi. Is this Mr. Santos?
Yeah, I was just asking Mr. Henry about Dicklin.
The Frangelica Dicklin is the owner of the Dicklin Syndicate. It is a syndicate of writers. Okay.
Right, but I'm put off by the name, and it sounds like, you know, is that a maiden name, or is she taking the name Dicklin because she wants to be all, you know, liberated and everything? I don't know.
You really, Mr. Santos, there's so much to say to you, and really so little time. So it's not, never has there ever been a truer statement than that.
All I'm asked about is the Dicklin.
That's the woman's last name.
Her last name is Frangelica Dicklin. She owns this publishing company.
Well, you don't want me to be nitpicky, but you just said publishing.
What are you talking? What's the problem?
Oh my God! Mr. Henry, you're singling me out because I'm defending a conservative.
Excuse me, Mr. Santos. This is Margaret Day. I don't want to single you out, but you're nitpicking. You said to the young lady that she called the representative a congressman. She obviously misspoke. And now you are saying that Mr. Henry said what?
I heard Mr. Henry say publishing. I don't know what that is. Do you?
He misspoke.
I misspoke, exactly.
All right, that's fine. All I'm doing is asking questions. All I want to do is facilitate communication. That's all I want to do. And facilitate communication, and I get yelled at for that reason, all right.
Well, I just think it's ridiculous, Phil, and I do have some things to say to this man.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give you all the time in the world to say it, Margaret. We do have to take a break.
Well, I don't...
All right. We have to take a break.
I don't think it's fair to put me on the air and then say we're taking a break.
Unfortunately, that's what we have to do. And as soon as we come back from the break, you will be the first one up. I will hear from your comments. I will hear from you, Ms. Gray, and we will get your comments. And we will continue with Jay Santos and you and the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about Representative Todd Akin and the comments that have sunk his campaign. It's basically gotten Claire McCaskill reelected in Missouri. But the bigger issue is, has it now begun to reverberate out nationally as an example of the conservative core's view on women and a rather uneducated one that it is? Women and crime. 877-876-7445 is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I'm gonna be on the radio. And then we can take the limousine.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Margaret Gray on the line from the Dicklin Syndicate, A Little Bird Told Me, as we talk about Representative Todd Akin's comment on television in St. Louis last night. I'm sure it's been all over talk radio, and we, of course, are going to deal with it here. And the comment was that if a woman, the question was asked of him, you know, what do you think about women? Should they be allowed to have abortions in the cases of rape? And he said, in a case of legitimate rape, the woman's body produces certain hormones or chemicals, however he put it, that can shut that down. He found out later, and I don't think there were any doctors listening who believed that that was the case.
There was one, Phil. There was this doctor, I don't know his name, Dr. Waite, who actually had endorsed that viewpoint a few years ago, so that when Representative Aiken came on today on the Hannity hour and said that I found out that isn't true in the writing on Slate, they said that there was Aiken throwing Dr. Waite under the bus. So this man Aiken is not only stupid, he is disloyal, and threw the man under the bus. Hold on for a minute. I want to just make a statement here. First of all, Representative Aiken, all he said was, in a case of legitimate rape, okay? And what is this is the thing we've been trying to explain to you. Right. Well, you say he's disloyal, threw a guy on a bus. And he threw this man, Waite, under the bus.
No, I saw the comments. This guy, Waite, this doctor, I don't know what kind of a doctor he is. He's the only doctor I ever heard of that endorses this this idea that a woman under stress will automatically create some sort of a biochemical reaction, autonomous though it may be, or autonomic though it may be, that prevents conception. And then Aiken came on.
Yeah, see, you're not even clear, Mr. Henry, going, and all that. Let him finish.
Hold on for a minute, Jay. And Representative Aiken was on the Sean Hannity show. He said, I found out that isn't true. So that's what you mean about throwing him under the bus?
Yes. He threw the man under. I mean, he didn't just throw him under the bus. He put the man's head under the front tire and then got into the seat himself and floored the bus. Oh, God.
Well, that's a little graphic.
Well, it may be graphic, but true.
877-876-7445. We'll go to a phone call here. On the line, we have Eunice. Hello, Eunice. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos and Margaret Gray. Go ahead, sir.
The thing is that when Congressman Aiken says that it's legitimate rape, there's no difference between illegitimate rape and legitimate rape. Rape is rape. On the other hand, is that if Aiken say, I'm sorry, Congressman Aiken says that legitimate rape, it is a way of suppressing and oppressing women. That is done out in some third world countries whereby they say that, hey, you know what, let's rape these women. And that's the government doing that. It orders soldiers to go and rape women as a way of punishing the women and the masses. America should not be taken into such a dark age whereby women are raped, whereby you start defining between legitimate rape, that is sanctioned by the government, and illegitimate, yeah, which is done by the other citizens. America is a prosperous country that is way ahead of that.
Jay?
Well, I don't think Representative Aiken was going so far as to endorse some kind of a regressive or totalitarian government view of rape. I think he was simply trying to say, Eunice, in your travels, haven't you ever seen a woman that's got, you know, a tight pair of pants on, that kind of deal? Yeah. Well.
Hey, you there, Eunice?
I'm here. Did you hang up on me? I think he hung up.
No, he didn't hang up. You there, Eunice?
I'm here.
Did you hear Mr. Santos's comments?
No, I didn't hear that, sir.
Well, what he asked was, have you ever seen a woman in, he says that.
I'd like to do it, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I want to do it.
Go ahead, do it.
Well, you're doing it for me, and I want to do it.
You can talk to the man.
All right. Can you hear me, Eunice? Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, sir.
Okay, sir. I think what Representative Aiken was saying was basically that legitimate rape is rape. Illegitimate rape is when the woman is got on a tight pair of pants and she's showing it. She's showing, you know what I mean? And so,
is that all you can say about?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Is that it?
Well, I'm just saying what Representative Aiken meant.
So a woman is given when she's. Go ahead.
Well, no. What I said was
rape. Unless you take it to the next level in court, whereby it will be with their penetration, and penetration means that without consent, that is rape. So you cannot tell me that the way my sister, the way my mother, the way other women around the world dress is that it should invite somebody to be raped.
Right.
That is not
the point.
I understand, sir. I understand, sir. But I'm just simply trying to explain how Representative Aiken.
Okay, so we know now how Representative Aiken thinks, and we still think he's stupid.
Well, I don't think that's very. What do you mean, we? What, you got a rocket in your pocket? I mean,
I'm talking about Eunice and me, and other people that have called. We're all of a like mind. We do not believe that this is anything other than rape.
Right, but Representative Aiken disagrees.
Fine. So guess what? I don't want to vote for him.
Well, that's not fair. That's not fair. You know, you should vote for him, even though he, well.
Why am I going to vote for a guy if he thinks like that?
Because, Eunice, you understand me, right?
Yes, I do understand you clearly, yes.
Okay, so wouldn't you vote for Representative Aiken, even though he believes that if a woman's, showing it, that's
no,
not rape?
No, I would never vote for him. I would never vote for him,
never?
No.
See, that's not fair. I don't think you're giving her an even shake.
What are you talking about? Why?
I think that if I explained it to you, now you know what he means. He doesn't mean what you think. Well, he does mean what you think he means, but he's not being an ass about it, I guess. And
I think he was a complete ass about it. Eunice, thanks for your call. Yep. Going to take a break. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos, is Margaret Gray still there?
Yes, God Almighty, I was told I could say something, and...
All right, hold on, we'll be right back.
Yeah, sure, you're a lion.
I mean, I'm sorry, you know.
Phil Henry.
No, you're not. No, you're not sorry at all.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.